Hello, beautiful people. Thank you so much for tuning in to Soul Sense with Silkina. This is the podcast where we talk about mindfulness, meditation, manifestation, health, and wellness, and everything else in between. So good to have you here. It's been a while, you guys. I think it's been like a week or two. I'm not sure. I'm actually not keeping count, which for a perfectionist like myself is saying something. It's so funny because today I want to talk a little bit about like burnout and rest and also ways to stay grounded during shaky times. And it's funny because coming on here after not being on for like a week or two, I feel the need to apologize for taking a rest. And I would say that last month, my relationship with rest, like I've been exploring my relationship with rest, and it's been really interesting. I went through a really intense period of like burnout. I never thought that I was somebody that was doing too much. I was like, yes, I can handle this. I'm going to do a podcast and YouTube, and I have my job, and then my friend and I are like starting something. So I just felt like I had way too many things on my plate and I didn't realize it until all of those things were on my plate. And I was looking at it like, there is no way that I'm going to get to all of this. So I just lost motivation, I think, last month. And I went through a period of creative block. I wasn't even really posting on my Instagram. And I just found it so difficult to stay on top of everything. There was even a period of time where I was like, I don't even want to do my podcast anymore. Like, this is not something that I want to continue, blah, blah, blah. And then when I kind of went back to my routine where I prioritized myself and, you know, gave myself a little bit of time in the mornings, I realized like, it's not that I don't want to do my podcast anymore. It's just that I was doing way too much and I didn't know how to prioritize things. So lesson learned. And during that period, I just was not doing the rituals that I usually do in the morning. And that's something that I want to talk about as well, like how important it is to meet yourself in the morning before meeting anything or anyone else. Because if you don't give time to yourself, it's so easy to be swept away by other people's whatever agendas and like opinions, and not just other people's, but you know, the media or the things that you watch and the things that you read. So it was a very interesting lesson for me in understanding my relationship with myself and how interesting that the healing journey is just not freaking linear, right? I mean, when I started to regularly meditate, late 2019 was probably when I started to like become more serious about my healing journey. And then throughout the whole pandemic, like when I committed and I told myself like, oh, I have to meditate every single morning, or I have to journal every single morning. Like when I told myself that, I thought I was going to stick to it like forever. But, you know, then obviously life happened and, you know, continues to happen and things come up. And as I got a little bit more busier, I'm like, this is the time when I need my practices and I need my rituals, and I wasn't doing it. So it was just a very interesting time to observe my own behaviors. And anytime I go back to my journaling, like my soul journaling, my soul's always like, where you been? You know, like, you know, this thing helps you and you just keep not doing it. I'm like, I know, I'll be better next time. But what's important is also to forgive yourself during those days, because there's no wagon, right? There's no such thing as falling off a wagon. Just like when you're on a diet, like there's no wagon, you know? So it's just like working hard to make it a part of your everyday as much as you can. And, you know, when I say that I was kind of disconnected from my rituals, I mean like literally maybe only like 6 to 7 days, but that's enough for me to kind of feel very disoriented if I don't, you know, meditate in the morning, or I don't do some type of ritual in the morning where it's just me with me. I feel very disoriented. So I can actually feel a little bit ungrounded after 3 to 4 days of like not meditating. So like to go 7 or like 8 days without any rituals was like, yeah, I was spazzing out everywhere. But anyway, I wanted to create this episode because I had a conversation with a friend the other day, and I was just telling her how important it is to have these rituals that you do every single day and to gather allies, like energetic allies or whatever, if you want to work with herbs and like plants, like all these tools or, you know, tarot, crystals, gather all of them to help us ideally feel safe in our bodies. Because I'm just thinking about what happened like in 2020, and obviously we're still in the thick of it, I guess, in 2021, and I'm assuming going into 2022, I have high hopes, but you know, we are still in the middle of a pandemic. And I'm just thinking, like, when all of this is over, and you know, that day will come, how unsafe many people will feel in their bodies. Because what we went through in 2020 up until now, and what we will continue to go through, is massive trauma on the body. We usually think of trauma as like something big and grand that happens to us, but not feeling safe in your body and your body feeling like it's always on edge and just waiting for the next worst thing to kind of hit you from, you know, whatever opposite side you're on. Like, waiting for that to happen is so stressful. Like, that's so stressful on the body. So I suspect that even after all of this is over, there will be some part of us that will always be on edge. Like, our bodies have been sort of accustomed to just wait for the next worst thing to happen. And I guess even in the middle of this pandemic, it's just that cycle of like, oh, we're okay, and then we're not, and then we're okay, and then we're not, and we're allowed to go out, and then we're not allowed to go out, and then we're supposed to get the whatever, the jab, and then suddenly it doesn't even really work. So you got to wait for the next one, and then this thing comes out, and then that thing comes out. And it's like, you just feel so uncertain about everything. But what we've been going through this whole entire time, it is traumatic for our nervous system, for our body, for our minds. Maybe our soul knows a little bit more than us, but for our soul as well. So I've been doing a lot of things to kind of make myself feel safe, to make my body feel safe. I would say two things that have really helped me, aside from meditation, because that's sort of like a standard for me. But aside from meditation, what has helped me is tapping. I don't know if you guys have heard of EFT tapping. I used to do it very unregularly before. Like, I would just do it when something comes up, but I told myself that I would commit to tapping every single day from the beginning of October. So we're in December now, and I've moved through so many like doubts and fears and emotions and just like tapping it all out of my body. I follow Gala Darling for tapping. So if you're interested, definitely check her out. I pretty much bought like all her courses, I think. Yeah, her tapping is very useful. And she has like a little membership. It's super affordable. It's like $12 a month. And she does like tapping every Sunday. So that has helped me a lot. I never really thought much about tapping until I realized after a healing session that I did recently that I was holding on to a lot of emotions. And, you know, even just like working out and dancing, and I have a trampoline at home. So like I jump on my trampoline whenever I can. I would love to say I do it every day or like every morning, but I truly don't. Whenever I can and I want to move energy around, I jump on the trampoline. But tapping is just like an extra boost. And the second thing is I've actually been experimenting with plants and herbs, specifically medicinal mushrooms. If you guys have not heard of medicinal mushrooms, they are not psychedelics. They're not magic mushrooms. Well, they are magical, but they're not that magic mushrooms. They're functional mushrooms. So they are what is called an adaptogen. If you guys have heard of adaptogens, so they basically help your body healthily respond to stress or like stressful environments. A really amazing book that I'm reading about this is called The Moon Juice Manual. And it's basically all about what happens to your body during stress, how to deal with stress, and how to use like the amazing herb and plant and I guess mushroom kingdom to help your body in dealing with stress. So under herbs and plants, I've also been experimenting with flower essences. So basically, I've been combining like vibrational and energetic medicine with, you know, physical medicine, like in the form of herbs and plants and these medicinal mushrooms. But flower essences, if you're curious, I do have an episode on my podcast. I spoke to Stina Fay and we talked all about flower essences, why they're magical, how they work, and how they support our spirit. I definitely want to create like a separate episode all about the power of vibrational and energetic medicine, because we definitely bypass that. And anytime I tell people about like flower essences and how they have helped me and stuff, they're like, oh, but you know, a research says that it was all placebo. And I'm like, of course it's placebo. It's energetic medicine. You cannot really measure it physically. Like science couldn't really, you know, see the results on paper, if that makes sense. It's really just based on your feelings. And whenever somebody says it's placebo, I'm like, well, that's the whole point. So it's not really like a deal breaker for me or anything like that, because spiritual medicine and vibrational medicine is immeasurable. Maybe someday science will learn to measure it, but for now it's not. And I'm completely okay with that. Sometimes things cannot be tangibly measured by science, and it doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. It doesn't mean that it doesn't work. It just means that it exists in a whole different realm and dimension. So yeah, I would say those two things have been really, really supporting me throughout this time, because I find that my nervous system is kind of feeling a little bit worn out. Like sometimes when I hear the news or, you know, when I read certain headlines, like it definitely make me go tense. And that's when I know that, okay, I need to come back to the body, need to come back to the breath, need to remind myself that I'm safe and I'm okay and that everything is gonna be okay. Because sometimes we just forget that, right? It's funny because the other day I was in my room and I was just having one of those days where I was worrying about everything and anything for no apparent reason. Like it was just one of those days where I woke up and I was immediately anxious, like immediately worried. And I kind of carried that energy throughout the day. And I usually find feathers when I am having these moments, when I just am not trusting myself, or I'm not even trusting the universe, like, well, God, and I'm not really thinking about God or whatever. I remember pacing in my room and literally looked down and found a white feather. And I was like, how did this get in my room? But that was kind of like my sign, or I guess, you know, a sign from whatever you want to call it, right? Your soul, guides, God, to kind of tell me like, chill out, you're good. Don't be thinking about things that haven't happened yet, or like, you know, don't go straight to the worst case scenario. So that was really interesting. I actually have like a little pouch full of feathers, because anytime I'm having those days, I always find a feather. It doesn't matter where I am. I could be in the car. Like the other day after my breakup, by the way, I have an episode about that. After my breakup, I was in the car and I was thinking about it. And literally, there was a feather in front of me that I did not see when I went inside the car, but it just showed up. Like, I don't know how to tell you guys. I don't want you guys to think I'm like making this shit up, because I'm not. Like, it just shows up, you know? So that's my life. That's how I guess my guides or my soul kind of, you know, lets me know that I'm good and that I'm okay. This was kind of like a short episode, right? It kind of felt like I was talking to a friend, nothing too formal. I like these types of podcast episodes. So let me know. Let me know what you guys do to make yourself feel safe. You know where to find me. I'm on Instagram. I'm also on Insight Timer if you like meditations. I'm on YouTube if you like visual content. Oh yeah, another thing that I wanted to say is I'm actually going to take a break from my podcast because I'm going on holiday. So I want to completely switch off and I don't want to think about work, you know, because this is kind of like work. Like I have to edit and stuff like that. So yeah, I kind of just want to relax and I really want to be present with my family and I truly want to enjoy my time off. But I will be uploading a YouTube video every single week. So I'm not going to be so present on here, but I am going to be very active on my YouTube channel. So if you haven't subscribed, definitely subscribe if you want to see where I'm going on holiday and if you want to like keep up with vlogs and stuff like that. So yeah, subscribe to my YouTube channel right now, Soul Sense with Silkina, or I guess you can just type Silkina and my channel will pop up. I think I changed the name. It's not Soul Sense with Silkina anymore, just Silkina. If you liked this episode, definitely share it with your friends, with your family, anybody you think could use this conversation of staying grounded during uncertain times and some of the tools that have helped me. Maybe it can help you or your friends or your family as well. I cannot wait to speak to you again. Until then, I hope you have the best holiday season. Take care of yourself. Stay healthy, keep yourself safe, and have a blast. Happy New Year. Bye. I would love to know what you learned from this episode. What were your main takeaways? Please connect with me over on Instagram and YouTube at Soul Sense with Silkina. Also, give us a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcast. I read every single one of them and I love them. Thank you for listening. Subscribe to Soul Sense with Silkina wherever you listen to podcasts so you never miss an episode.